Sean Lutz from the Jackson County Animal Shelter.
Morning, Greg.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. And his buddy Andy.
Yep, Annie's with me this morning. She travels with me every day.
Oh, it's Annie.
Annie, yep.
Oh, I said Andy.
Well, she doesn't mind.
Okay. Hi, Annie. Boy, very well disciplined. You've got her trained well.
I do. She's the best partner I've had.
Uh-huh. You're a former firefighter?
I am. Yep.
Did you retire and then go into the
Yep, I retired
shelter?
And got convinced to come work for the county at the animal shelter.
So now you're the manager, the animal control officer, and you probably do a lot of other things.
Man of many hats around the building.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how are things going?
Things are going great. We're busy. We got a busy month of December coming up. A lot of activities going on. A lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, you got a new program, Bark and Bash, so tell us about them.
Yes, Bark and Bash is a fundraiser for the homeless animals of Jackson. That's going to be on New Year's Eve from 8 until midnight. That is downtown in the completely recently restored ballroom at the Tower Building, which is gorgeous. Just a beautiful facility in there. We're going to have live music, dancing, food. It's going to be a great time. There's a silent auction, and we're going to have some big screen TV set up. We got college playoff football, so we're going to have that set up, and then we'll watch the ball drop on the big screens at midnight.
Yeah, Michigan, I think they play Georgia that night.
They do. It's going to be a good game. So we don't want anybody to miss out, so we'll have some TVs going so they can watch.
You'll have it all covered.
You bet.
I love it because the ladies will be out dancing and the guys will be watching.
Yep, football. standing around watching football.
Guess how much for a standing room ticket for that?
It is, you can get them for $25 a person, $45
no,
for a couple.
Football game.
Oh, I did not hear. What's the?
$800.
Well, that's a little out of my price range.
Standing room.
Whew.
You can't even sit.
And you can probably see it better on a big screen TV.
You could see it better at the ballroom at the Tower Building.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Save yourself some money and still get to enjoy the game.
So it's kind of a dinner dance thing?
Yeah, it's kind of a heavy hors d'oeuvre kind of thing, snacks.
Uh-huh.
It's a not really a formal event, but it's a dressy event. Come on down and enjoy a nice evening with some live music and some good times. And
you got the ball drop downtown.
We got the ball drop. Will be on the big screens after the football games. Live music. There's a big silent auction. We got a lot of great stuff that's been donated. So it's going to be a really nice event. 50-50 raffle. And where else can you go and hang out for a pretty reasonable price and have a great time on New Year's Eve?
So, Sean, what are you doing with the millions of dollars that you make here?
All that money goes back to our animals at the shelter. So it helps for their care and maintenance, as well as, emergency medical procedures for animals that come in. It all goes to right back into the animals to make sure they're well cared for and provided.
How are you doing right now? Busy, or how would you describe it?
We are very busy. Yesterday, we just started off a huge Holiday Hope Empty the Shelter adoption event. We partnered with Bissell, so that's going on for the next 2 weeks. Animal adoptions have been moving pretty good, so we've been very busy both on the shelter side and animal control side, serving the public and doing what we do.
Some people adopt pets around the holidays.
They do, yep.
Good adoptions. Idea, bad idea?
It's a good idea. I know a lot of people think that a lot of those animals get returned after the holidays. They think, oh, geez, we got adopted this animal. It's a lot more work than we thought. We don't really see that statistically.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them go into very good homes. They're well cared for. And we don't see them coming back into the shelter. So we've got a lot of great animals down there looking for homes, and so stop on down to the shelter and check it out.
Does Bissell, do they pick up part of the cost? How does that
They work? Do. The Bissell Pet Foundation, they're a phenomenal group to work with. What they do is we charge $25 per animal that's in the program, and they pick up the rest of the adoption fee and pay us for it. So you can come down and adopt a dog or a cat or a kitten for $25 and take it home today.
Bissell's pretty amazing, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, they are. There's I believe there's over 240 agencies involved with this event going on right now nationwide, and they really help get a lot of homes for animals out there nationwide. So they're phenomenal to work with, very supportive.
Well, tell us about the ballroom at the Tower Building. If
people haven't
been there,
oh, you've got to get down there and see it. It's totally restored back to its original condition as a ballroom, and it is just gorgeous. When we were setting this event up, it really takes very little decorations for that room to just, I mean, it just shines all on its own.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a beautiful, you know.
A lot of character,
a lot of woodwork. I mean, it's just a phenomenal venue to hold any event. And I understand they've had some weddings down there and some other stuff. It's really a knockout facility, and I would encourage everybody to, you know, stop down and check it out. And, you know, if you really want to check it out and have some fun, come on down on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, what's the ticket scenario?
$25 for an individual, $45 for a couple. There is limited tickets. We will hopefully have some available at the door for the event, and the price goes up a little bit for that. But you can check us out on Facebook or at the County Parks Facebook. They're partnering with us to pull this event off. And you can get all the information there. There's a link on their website and on our website to buy tickets, as well as our Facebook pages.
Will you have, like, tables? Can
there's going to be
a table? Or?
There's going to be tables there you can sit at. There's the standing kind of party bar tables, big dance floor, silent auction, live music. There's going to be a photo booth. So there's just a lot going on. It's going to be a really nice event to kick off the new year and help our pets here in Jackson County that are homeless.
So the tickets really are kind of going through the fair box office?
Correct. Yep, we're using their e-tickets.
Okay, e-ticks or...
Yep, e-ticks, yep. So it's really easy to do to get your tickets.
Stop by their office.
You can stop by their office. You can do it online. There's a bunch of different ways to get those tickets, and we'd highly encourage you to get them soon.
That's New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve from 8 to midnight.
8 to mid. Sean, thanks for stepping in.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
And Annie.
Annie, yep.
Sometimes known as Andy on this show.